It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name's Eric Meisner. Taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our show is Jenny Lockwood, the Humane Educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. Jenny, as always, we appreciate you taking time out and joining us here on Pet of the Week and bringing by a new four-legged friend this week in Grant.
Thanks for having us. So, yeah, we've got Grant this week. Grant is a really active, outgoing 11-month-old pit bull mix. He's got this really beautiful, red brindle color. Just a love bug, too. He loves people. He loves other dogs. He's super playful, and he's very, very smart. So he's been in the Puppies for Parole program, and he's learning all of his manners, obedience. His biggest thing is just trying to stay focused. Grant's just out there looking for his forever home.
Jenny, I know you mentioned that he's currently involved in the Puppies for Parole program. We've talked about it many different times on Pet of the Week before with different animals we've had on that have gone through this program. I know you kind of mentioned it a bit there, but could you just tell our listeners again kind of what that means for Grant to be a part of that program and to work towards a graduation in this program?
Yeah, so what the Puppies for Parole program does is it takes shelter dogs and it helps to provide training for them. So it takes some of our kind of rowdier dogs and just kind of, you know, helps to train them and get the basic rules of being a pet under their belt, actually take a test to pass and graduate from the program, and then at that point they can be adopted. And that's a test with just various items as far like walking on a leash, sit, stay, lay, those types of things, making sure that they can pass all those items before they can go on to their forever home.
And Jenny, I know you mentioned it as well, but Grant is a pit bull mix. Those of our listeners that are ever hanging out here at the office with us here on Friday will know we have a pit bull mix of our own that runs around the office. And I'm guessing Grant's a similar way in that those dogs are awful playful and often active when they want to be anyway.
You got it. Yeah, he is. He's kind of tall. He's not really the stocky type. He's got the, you know, he's a taller one, but mm-hmm. He's definitely got kind of that little pity blocky head. He's very much the same. Just so playful whenever it's time to play, but whenever it's time to work, that's where he's learning that, you know, when it's time to focus, he's learning to focus and you know, obey his commands and such.
For our listeners want to find out more information about Grant or schedule a visit and kind of take that next step, is there a phone number they can call or a website to visit to find out more information?
Absolutely. So all of our dogs that we have available for adoption, including the Puppies for Parole dogs, are on our website. And the easiest way to get to that is at petforyou.com, and it's PETFOR. Then just the letter U.com. Questions can be directed over here to me, and it's 816-271-4877, and I'd be happy to answer any more questions about Grant.
And we'll have Grant under our Pet of the Week section on our website as well at northwestmoinfo.com with more links and information there. That's Jenny Lockwood, the Humane Educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. Jenny, as always, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule for all your hard work here on Pet of the Week. Thank you so much, and we appreciate all your hard work, Jenny, in helping to bring Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio.